Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with you, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show. Howard Ross is here. Howard is he's a founding partner of Cook Ross. He's the author of a number of books, including a new one, Our Search for Belonging. It's about how to connect and how trying to connect is maybe actually be tearing us apart. And he wants to talk to us about the cultural divides today in the workplace. And it's not just in the workplace, is it, Howard? Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
No, Jim, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So the cultural divide that we find in the workplace actually doesn't originate in the workplace, does it?
No, I mean, I think, look, it's no secret to anybody that we're in a very tribalized state. I mean, right now, we're as separate as we've ever been, and at least in my lifetime. And I
Well, since the Civil War.
Yeah, I like to say sometimes that we are almost in a cold civil war. And of course, you know, that happens at home. And, you know, we know that over the last couple of years, there have been thousands of families in the United States that have canceled Thanksgiving dinner rather than be at the table with old Uncle Ernie, who voted different than they did.
Yeah.
And so if we could go to that degree where we can cancel Thanksgiving dinner with our families, you know, what does that mean when we know
I've lost
the
I've lost friends
behaved in the same way at work?
Howard, I've lost friends because they think they know how I voted.
Yeah. Exactly.
They didn't even ask me how I voted. Think... We didn't even debate it. But they think they know me, and they literally, I mean, it isn't a lot. I'm talking two or three, but in the last two elections, I've lost probably four or five friends, longtime friends. I mean, and mostly people who are in on the show, those kinds of friends, not people I see face-to-face, because I'd grab them by the shoulders and shake them a little bit if I get my hands on them. But it's amazing how – what makes us – what is causing – there are two things to me, Howard. I want to ask you what you think about this.
Sure.
To me, there's a lack of tolerance and a lack of intellectual honesty. Those two things seem to me to be what we're missing. What do you think?
Yeah, there's no question that both of those are true, Jim. And I think that, but I think on a larger scale, you know, there's a nexus of a lot of things that are causing this. But the nature of it is that we've usually historically been in a bell curve kind of a situation where you have people on the extremes, but the larger percentage of people were more towards the center. And on an issue by issue basis, we would decide who to collaborate with or who to disagree with. So I might.
Well, and what would happen? What would happen? And it seems to me I've been around a long time, Howard. I've seen a lot of changes, mm-hmm. and what it seems to me, I agree with you about the middle. What was happening was the majority were in the middle. They were either left of center or right of center, and depending on where what the center was all about, and their goal was to solve a problem for the whole. Not to make one side or the other give one side or the other an advantage. They believed in what they were trying to accomplish, leadership, solutions, that kind of thing, and the fringes would pull them a little bit, but eventually the center would rule, and we don't have a center anymore, do we?
Well, I think that you're exactly right. And like I was starting to say, it was an issue-by-issue orientation. So I might agree with you on one issue, but disagree with you on another issue. But because we engage with each other pretty regularly, the tendency is to want to compromise. And so you have this sort of bell curve. Now we move to a dumbbell curve where everybody's on the extremes. Nothing's in the middle. And we don't engage with each other as much. We actually know we're living in more politically segregated environments now than we ever have been before. And so the nature of it becomes not issue-oriented, but identity orientation. It's no longer, I disagree with you about this, that, or that. It's now you're one of those kind of people.
I don't even
want to be around you anymore.
Right. It's not just that you're saying something different. It's that you're wrong. See, I have this. I have this debate.
You're wrong, Jim. It's beyond that you're wrong. It's that you're no longer viable as
right.
a person. I no longer value you.
I disagree with you. You're wrong, and maybe even you're evil. I've been called evil before, Howard.
Yeah, but look at the discourse from to some degree from both sides. Now, obviously, people on the left generally think that people on the right do it worse, and people on the right think that people on the left
right.
do it worse. And we might each have our opinions about that. But all you have to do is look at the language. People on the left hate America. We like crime. All these kinds of things. People on the right, if you voted for Trump, you must be a member of the KKK, or you
right, or you're ignorant or something.
Yeah, and these extreme characterizations of people, and even the characterization, on the left or on the right, as opposed to the person I'm talking to. I can't tell you how many people just on social media, make quick assumptions about what you believe based on the fact that they put you in this bucket or that bucket. And so we're no longer talking to each other. We're talking at each other.
Can this be solved? Have we gone too far? I mean, have we crossed the Rubicon on this? What's it going to take?
It's hard to say. I mean, obviously, I tend to be an eternal optimist by my nature, and so I like to think that we've been in difficult times before. But there's no question that we're in a very dangerous spot right now because we no longer have any container that's holding us. I mean, we no longer have a sense that we're all operating by the same rules or having something that's bigger than each of our point of view, namely our overall well-being, the Constitution, the country. And so when anything goes, when I can do anything that I want or believe anything I want because it forwards my particular objectives, whether it's right, reasonable, honest, or not, that becomes a real problem.
Well, and sadly, we can't turn to – I'm going to have to say that I'm not – I don't want to take any pressure off of us, responsibility off of us individually, but we've also lost so many of our institutions. And one of the institutions we basically lost, I think it's gone, is the media. I think the media's objectivity is basically gone. Where are the honest reporters today? I think that's one of our biggest problems. What do you think?
Well, I think structure, we have to recognize that structure creates behavior in life. And we've had some pretty radical structural changes in the media. When I grew up, and you and I probably are in around the same era, Jim, when we grew up, there were three major news networks you turned to, and they were all basically homogenized news because they were speaking to a broad audience.
But they reported both sides.
You couldn't be a yeah.
They did real reporting. They didn't do commentary as if it were reporting. That's one of the problems I think we have. We come back. By the way, the book is called Our Search for Belonging by Howard Ross. We're going to talk about how all this affects our business and our bottom line. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.